Warsaw with the ball down by 5. In the lane, Bricker scores. And immediately, a timeout is called by the Lady Tigers. Bricker now with 16. But Warsaw trailing by 3, 46-43. And again, the Lady Tigers just lost track of who that was with the ball out there. And Jaya Johnson said, okay. She had 9 when they played the first time. She's got 15, and we still have 7.5 minutes left to play. Warsaw with the timeout there gives them 2 full timeouts left. And this is about encouraging people on defense. I'm looking down to the Warsaw huddle. And I'm looking at Josh Bricker to make sure she's okay. She's kind of breathing really hard at the moment. Apparently everything is all right. A 15-14 third quarter for Elkhart has them in front now by 3 as they've hit a 3 and Warsaw's hit a 2 here in the first 26 seconds of quarter 4. The season when Warsaw trails after 3, they're 1-5. They have 1 come from behind win. Elkhart now facing full court pressure. Samia Stout in the backcourt. Up the middle of the floor. Runs to the left with the ball. Now stops in the middle. Warsaw in a 1-3-1 half court trap. Now Samia Stout spins down the lane. Kicks it out. Open is Shania Stout. Long jumper. No good. Rebound grabbed by Elkhart. Barnes has it at midcourt. Down inside. Hughes. Falls from Peterson. Shot it. Missed it. Rebound. Loose under the basket. And we're going to have a held ball. Oh, no. We're going to have a timeout taken by Elkhart. Timeout, Lions. Again, let's keep it here. That is their second short timeout. 7:05 left. Fourth quarter. Elkhart still leading 46-43. The winner takes on Northridge at 6 tomorrow night for a sectional championship and a trip to the 4 o'clock game at the LaPorte Regional next week. And again, the regional next week is just one game. It's a one-game regional. So whoever comes out of the Lake Central sectional will play the winner of this sectional, and whoever wins that game at 4 o'clock next Saturday at LaPorte will be the regional champ and go to the semi-state the following week. So it's kind of going back to what it was the first year or the first couple of years when the tournament was only 3 weeks. They played sectional 1 week, regional on a Tuesday, semi-states on Saturday, state championship the next week. On the inbounds, Elkhart on the alternating possession. Lob in, ball tipped and out of bounds. Bergen, that knee feeling a lot better, was able to jump up and tip that ball back towards Samia Stout, but she didn't touch it. Into the corner, Johnson, guarded by Zartman. 7 minutes left. Elkhart with the ball leading by 3. Far sideline, Samia Stout. Stout against Bergen. Bergen not close enough for a count. Now she is. Off a screen. Runs down the right side. Spins down the lane. Forced it up. No good. Rebound to the Tigers. Bricker with it. Up the middle of the floor. Stops. And throws it almost out of bounds. Bergen out to Neely. They give her space. She shoots a 3. It's no good. Rebound loose. And a whistle. And traveling is going to be called. Hughes grabbed the rebound. Bergen's arm was in there. And Hughes fell over. And Warsaw gets the ball back with 6.5 minutes left down by 3. But when Neely shot that ball, I thought it was going in. Winchester's coming into the game for the Lady Tigers. Bergen's coming out. Lenny Krebs wants a basket. He wants points this trip. Zartman into the left corner for Winchester. Out the wing for Neely. Neely on the drive against Hughes. Lost the ball. Will track it down at midcourt. Neely pressured by Hughes. Gets it off to Winchester on the sidelines. Dribbles toward the free throw line. Turns the corner. Got in and scored. Winchester kept going and going and going and finally gets Warsaw to within 1. Samia Stout down the lane, all the way in, banked it in. Stout with 14 points, 48-45. Warsaw still down by 3. Bricker picks up her dribble. She needs help. Cuts inside Zartman. Zartman got hammered. No call. Outlet pass stolen. Bricker takes it back in, and she's fouled by Barnes. That's her fourth. Wow. Zartman literally got shoved the floor. Lenny Krebs can't believe there wasn't a foul called on the original drive. Elkhart took the ball through the outlet pass. Bricker picked that off. Warsaw plays it in, down 48-45. Peterson, left baseline at the near end. In the corner, Zartman shoots a three-pointer. Made it! Zartman, her second three-pointer of the game. Warsaw's tied it up at 48. The other way, Samia Stout all the way in, flipped it up left-handed and in. This looks a lot like the game at Warsaw last week. 50-48 Lions. Bricker leans in. Had her shot blocked by Stout. Whistle. Held ball. Arrow belongs to the Lady Tigers with 5:32 left to play. Lenny Krebs really disappointed in the defensive effort. That's the girl you got to pay the most attention to. Winchester's going to throw this one in. And she gets the ball down here below us. Bounces in for Bergen. Bergen right back into Winchester. Backs into Stout. Up and under move. Blocked. Foul call. Shania Stout with her first. Winchester back to the free throw line. Her team down by two. Every time to the free throw line. Make one, miss one, make one, miss one, make one, miss one. She's three out of six. Brooke up there shooting two, looking for double figures. If she makes them both, and the first one rolls, no good. That's a 72% free throw shooter. That is now three out of seven. And again, when you're in close games, free throws, little things like that matter a lot. Winchester shoots again, got that one. She continues the trend of making and missing every time up. 50-49, Elkhart with the ball in a one-point lead with 5:22 left to play. Stout, Samia picked up her dribble against Zartman. Out to the left side for Barnes. Barnes off a screen to the top of the circle. Right side, Shania Stout. Now for Samia. Samia back to Shania. Pressured by Winchester, who's out there with four fouls. They back her down in. She shoots it up. No good. Winchester, the rebound for Warsaw. Winchester hands off to Bricker. Warsaw looks for the lead this trip. Bricker to the top of the circle. Left side to Peterson. Out to Winchester. Winchester back out to Bergen. In the corner to Bricker. Bricker bounces into the paint. Ball knocked away. Comes back to Bricker in the corner. Jocelyn up the sideline to Bergen. Now to Zartman between the circles. Back to Winchester. Head fake and a drive. All the way in. Put it up. Blocked. Loose in the lane. Shania Stout's got it for Elkhart. Shania Stout races up the floor. Down the middle of the floor. All the way to the basket. Had her shot blocked from behind by Bricker. Rebound to Peterson for the Lady Tigers. Long pass ahead. Winchester stops in transition. Shoots a three-pointer. No good. Fight for the rebound. Bricker comes out of there with it. And traveling is going to be called against the Lady Tigers. Warsaw got penalized because Bricker was the one who came out of there with the ball. 4:19 left. The outcome and the hero very much left in doubt. Elkhart with the ball. Samia Stout will walk it up. Warsaw looks like they're lining up for the 1-3-1 half-court trap, perhaps. Maybe not. Now to Johnson. A whistle, an illegal screen call. Barnes, I think, just fouled out of the game. I got her for five. That's it. Danica Barnes is out of the game with 4:09 left. Now they have rarely subbed. Barnes fouls out with 4 points. Hughes was on the bench. She comes back in. Oh, my beating heart. 4 minutes left to go in the sectional semifinals. Elkhart 50, Warsaw 49. Bricker, right wing, hands back to Peterson. Peterson started to the middle, then stops. Bounces away, hands back to Bricker. Bricker walks it backwards toward the center circle. Now comes back to the right. Dribbles it to the right wing. Down inside. Got tied up and a whistle and a held ball. And the arrow belongs to Elkhart. Jocelyn keeps trying to drive the ball into Samia Stout, and she's blocked her every time. So Warsaw with 3:43 left gets back on defense, trailing 50-49. Samia Stout to the line. Runs into Bergen, fell down with the ball. Got it out of there for Shania Stout. Drives into Winchester, forced it up and forced it in. In transition, Bergen up the left wing. And a whistle and a blocking foul is going to be called on Samia Stout. That's her fourth. More importantly, I think it's 1-1 for Warsaw. I think that's 17 fouls. It is. Bergen has struggled at the free throw line this season, 47%. Her team down by three with 3:22 left. Every possession now critical. Bergen's free throw, no good. Winchester, the rebound though, back up. No, she kicks it out. Peterson steps back, three-pointer, no good. Rebound grabbed by Stout. And they get it out of there and a whistle, and Elkhart calls timeout. Timeout Lions. It is a full. That's all they have left. 3:13 left to play. Elkhart 52. Warsaw 49. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. 3 minutes, 13 seconds left to play fourth quarter. Elkhart 52. Warsaw 49. Timeouts. Each team with two fulls left. Possession belongs to Warsaw on the next held ball. The Lions have been called for seven fouls, Warsaw for four. And that could become important here in just a minute. Lions ball. Let's see how Will Cody wants to play this. I can't imagine he would want to spread the floor for fear that his girls would be sent to the free throw line and exposed. Warsaw in a half-court defense. Now Johnson. Jordan picked up her dribble. Bounces it. It's knocked away. Picked up by Samia Stout. Under the basket. Off the feet of Hughes. And out of bounds to Warsaw with exactly 3 minutes to go. Neely into the game. Bergen comes to the bench. Warsaw does not need a three-point basket here. However, they have not been very efficient going to the basket and scoring in the paint. Peterson jogs it across the line. She'll run this show. Right side to Bricker. Bricker out to Peterson between the circles. Dribbles left out to Winchester. Makes a head fake. Throws it back to Bricker. Bricker on the weave. Hands back to Winchester. Winchester now across the top to Bricker. Not in Neely. Neely out right of the key beyond the arc. Puts it on the floor. Takes it in. Puts it up. Blocked. Blocked by Elkhart. Ball knocked away. Peterson steals it. Peterson with a steal. Bricker at the top. Races down the left side. Got tripped up, but a foul called. Hughes with her third. Eighth team foul. Jocelyn slow to get up. Did a little self-inventory. She is fine. Peterson kind of puts her hand behind Jocelyn's head and says, "You're good, babe. Let's go." Jimmy Arnett came to check on her. She's fine, although she still is hunched over beyond the three-point arc. Kind of limping on her left leg as she comes to the free throw line. Bergen in for Neely. Defense for offense. 2:27 left. 52-49. Now they're going to take a second look at Jocelyn. John Wright's going to come in before they let these free throws happen just to make sure she's okay. She shakes her head. Bricker shoots 1-1. First one's up. It's good. 17 for Jocelyn. Three here in the fourth, 52-50. 2:27 to go. The winner gets Northridge at 6 in the sectional final here tomorrow. Bricker to make it a one-point game, and she missed it. Long rebound grab by Jaya Johnson, and then she traveled! Jaya Johnson traveled with the ball. Warsaw gets it back with 2:25 left, down by two. This looks a lot like the game at Warsaw last week. Peterson to throw it in. Looking, tipped in the corner, grabbed by Zartman. Zartman out to Winchester. Brooks just got 2 3-pointers. Neely had the ball stripped away. It's loose near midcourt, and Winchester yanks it out of there. Zartman on the right wing. Backs away from a double team. Across to Peterson. 2:10 left. Winchester at the foul line, puts it down on the floor, puts it up, no good. Peterson the rebound, back up, no good. Rebound grabbed by Shania Stout for Elkhart. Peterson's shot went off the bottom of the rim, 2 minutes to go. Elkhart the ball, leading 52-50. Samia Stout through the center circle, angles off to the left. Well, she'll dribble to the top off a screen, across to Shania Stout, now to the far side. That's Jaya Johnson, right side Stout, 140 left. Out to the top for Johnson. Remember, Warsaw only with 14 fouls. Jaya Johnson, low pass, picked up by Hughes. Lobs it out for Jaya Johnson, 90 seconds left to play. Faked handoff by Jaya Johnson. Now she will hand off to her sister Jordan. 124 left. Jordan, guarded by Abby Peterson, down the lane, flipped it off. Hughes puts it up and in. She's got eight, 114 left. Elkhart, 54-50. In transition, Neely alone for three! Timeout, Lady Tigers. Alexis Neely with her 20th three-pointer of the season. It's a one-point game with 107 left. 54-53, we're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Lady Krebs has one timeout remaining. Elkhart has two. The possession arrow belongs to Warsaw on the next held ball, according to the scoreboard. We cannot see the possession arrow from where we are sitting here in the southeast corner. Team fouls, eight have been called against Elkhart, four against Warsaw. So we'll see what Lenny Krebs has in mind defensively here with 107 left. And I think Jordan Johnson's going to take it out. She will. Warsaw will not put pressure there. They are waiting back at midcourt. 107 left. If you got rosary beads, get on them. 1 minute to go. Samia Stout across the line against Burden. Dribbles right. Stops. Backs it out. 55 seconds. Again, Warsaw's got to foul three times to send Elkhart to the line. Samia Stout hands off to Shania Stout. She'll stumble to the far side. Peterson tried to whack the ball loose and picked up a foul. That's her fourth with 43.9 left. If I'm Warsaw, I wouldn't wait. If you don't steal the inbounds, I'd foul right away. You still have to foul twice more. And you want to make sure that you have enough time here to make this happen. Jaya Johnson to throw it in just on the offensive side of the midcourt line. Into the backcourt for Samia Stout. Neely's back there with her, 40 seconds. Samia to the line and across to her sister. Shania against Winchester, who's also playing with four fouls. 30 seconds. And she hands off for Samia Stout. She stumbles, 27 seconds left. Warsaw needs to start fouling. The Warsaw fans finally screaming and hollering, wanting Warsaw to foul, and Neely finally does. The problem is you have to foul one more time, and there's only 21.9 left. And again, I take it right away. You're losing. Johnson to throw it in. Jaya having trouble. Throws it high. Good catch by Samia Stout in the backcourt. Now to the far side. Ball loose, picked up by Johnson. Jordan missed it. Tip back up, no good. Rebound loose, and we're going to have a whistle, and timeout's going to be called by Elkhart. Timeout Elkhart with 10.1 left. Jaya Johnson grabbed the ball and started to fall over, and Will Cody called timeout before the traveling happened. Two rebounds, opportunities for Warsaw to get the ball. They came away with neither of them. And trailing 54-53, Elkhart now. A chance to get this ball inbounds. Again, Warsaw let a long time go off the clock. Perhaps their youth. Or perhaps strategy. We'll have to find out from Coach Krebs after the game. Each team now with one timeout left. Even if Elkhart scores, Warsaw still has a fighting chance. They're down only by one. 16 fouls on Warsaw. So we'll see what defensively Lenny Krebs drew up during that little huddle. Bricker, Zartman, Peterson, Neely, and Winchester out there for the Lady Tigers. Elkhart fans are on their feet. Warsaw fans sitting, wondering what will happen next. Samia Stout to throw it in, baseline right at the far end. Looking, lobs it out top. Winchester got a hand on it. Samia Stout is fouled. Winchester is out. Winchester fouls out of the game with 8.4 left. And Warsaw trailing by one. Shania Stout at the free throw line. Two out of four in this game. Warsaw trailing by one. Egoff in. Winchester out. It is 1-1. Elkhart only occupying one lane space. They have two girls standing outside the lane, hoping for a back tap. Shania Stout with the ball. She shoots. She missed it. Long rebound tip, and it's grabbed by Elkhart. And a whistle and a foul called with 4.8 left, and there's going to be an intentional foul called as part of the set, well, as Zartman is down in a heap at midcourt. It's Zartman's right ankle. Brooke is down. Corey Branham is out. I don't know if it's Zartman's foul or not, but again, four girls against one, and somehow Elkhart still got the offensive rebound on a free throw. And that's been the story of the 64 minutes that have been played between Warsaw and Elkhart this season. They just got a lot of offensive rebounds. Tonight, it just might cost the Lady Tigers a trip to the championship game. Zartman sitting up, but still in a lot of discomfort as they work in between the top of the three-point circle and the center circle at the west end of McEwen Gym. Now Zartman is up, trying to put some weight on it, and she's able to. But that's your single-season three-point leader walking off the court right now. But there's a bigger issue now with 4.8 left, because not only do they get free throws, they get the ball too. That was an intentional foul. We still haven't been told who that foul was on. Shania Stout now gets two free throws, and then they'll get the ball with 4.8 left, leading at the moment by one. Shania Stout shoots and missed it. Warsaw does have one timeout left. Stout shoots again. Lady Tigers getting a quick timeout. Stout makes the second. They did call the foul on Brooke Zartman. Brooke with her first. Lenny Krebs is going to use his final timeout now with 4.8 left. We'll take this break and be right back. Warsaw trailing 55-53, back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Well, the Lady Tigers struggled at times in many areas. And in the end, their inability to get the ball back when Elkhart had it, either by steal or by defensive rebound, could be their undoing. However, 4.8 left. If Warsaw steals the inbounds, they could go down and score and tie the game. Jaya Johnson to throw it in. Near midcourt. Looking for Stout. Samia gets it. Dribbles in the lane. A whistle. Foul called on Warsaw. Zoe Bergen got knocked over. The Warsaw fans reacting because Bergen got shoved down for Samia Stout to get open. And now Stout with two free throws with 3.2 left and a chance to basically put this on ice. It's 1-1. Samia shoots it up and missed it. Rebound though to Hughes for Elkhart with 1.8 left, but it's Warsaw ball in the alternating possession. Warsaw with 1.8 left. They've got to cover the full 84 feet. And they don't have Brooke Zartman. Neely to throw it in. Bounces to Peterson, deep in the backcourt. Throws as far as she can, but it comes up way, way short. And the game and the season for Warsaw is over. Elkhart 55, Warsaw 53. To be honest, that pass with only 1.8 left has to be thrown at least to midcourt. And it was thrown on the other side of the free throw line at the far end. Final score 55-53. Elkhart wins at 14-9. The Lions will play in the sectional championship tomorrow at 6. And Warsaw's season ends at 18-6. Postgame coverage begins after these messages on News Now Warsaw. Final score tonight, Elkhart knocks out Warsaw 55-53 and avenged the loss at the Tiger Den last Tuesday. Final scoring for the Lions, who at 14-9 will play for the championship against Northridge tomorrow. Danica Barnes fouled out 4 points, Shania Hughes 8 points, but that doesn't begin at all to tell you about her contribution to the win for the Lions. Shania Stout finished with 11 points, and the leader was Samia Stout, who finished with 16. Jaya Johnson had 15. For Warsaw, whose season comes to an end at 18-6, Brooks Zartman, 2 3-pointers, 6 points. Alexis Neely, a 2 and a 3 for 5. Ava Egoff with 2. Brooke Winchester fouled out with 8 seconds left with 9 points. In double figures, Abby Peterson, 14 points, but none in the fourth quarter. And Jocelyn Bricker with 17 points and only 3 in the fourth quarter. It was 17-17 at the end of one, 28-27. Elkhart at halftime, 43-41. Elkhart after 3. And the Lions score 8 points in the fourth quarter. No, I'm sorry, they scored 12 points in the fourth quarter. Warsaw also scored 12. And it's a final, 55-53. The Lions are moving on. We were tied 4 times, 17, 30, 35, and 48, and we had 4 lead changes. Again, the final score, Elkhart 55, Warsaw 53. The final stats are coming next on News Now Warsaw. 55-53, Elkhart beats Warsaw and ends their season here at Concord tonight. Time for the final stats brought to you by Oliver Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. For the game, Elkhart 21 of 55 from the field, that's 38%. 4 of 14 from three-point range. They were 9 of 16 at the free throw line. Warsaw, 17 of 41 from the field, 42%. 12 of 26 from three-point range, 7 out of 13 at the free throw line. The rebounding is the story. Warsaw was out-rebounded by Elkhart tonight, 41-28. The Lions, according to the stats that are provided to us, I believe it, the Lions had 26 offensive rebounds. Think about that now. They missed 34 shots. No, make that 30, make it 41 shots. They missed 41 shots on the night, and they got 26 offensive rebounds. That's way over 50%. That's like 60%. Warsaw with 14 offensive rebounds, 14 defensive rebounds. Warsaw did a better job in the second half on turnovers, only 6 in the second half, 14 for the game. That's their average. Elkhart finished with 15. But the big number was offensive rebounds. It cost the Lady Tigers all kinds of chances. They got stops. They forced Elkhart into tough shots that they missed, but they just could not get a rebound when they really needed it, including down there on that free throw at the end. Warsaw had 4.8 seconds in which, or no. No, I got it backwards now. They had a chance that if they could have got that rebound, they would have had a chance to come down here and at least tie the game and maybe get a 3 off and win it. Well, they could not secure that rebound, and they go home on the bus, and they will not be back tomorrow. Elkhart, 55. Warsaw, 53. Back with more here from Concord's McEwen Gymnasium after this on News Now Warsaw. normally about this time we would see Coach Krebs and talk with him about the game. Normally that is true. Not expecting necessarily to see him. If he comes up, we'll be happy to interview him. We'll get him for tomorrow on Tiger Talk, starting at 9 a.m. on News Now Warsaw, if we don't see him tonight. So what we're going to do is what we would normally do in the last segment, which is give you scores. Earlier here, Northridge was a winner in Game 1 over Goshen, 52-41. So Northridge will play Elkhart in the championship here at 6 tomorrow. At Plymouth, South Bend Washington beat Adams 77-30. And late, Plymouth leads Michigan City 50-25. At Bremen, Glenn beat Knox 39-30. It was Tippecanoe New Valley over Bremen 56-33. At Fairfield, Fairfield beat West Noble 55-6. Lakeland beat Northwood 41-39. At Culver, Triton beat Marquette 45-30. Argus beat Westville 48-45. So those old Marshall County rivals, Argus and Triton, will meet in the championship at Culver in that gym where they played so many times before. And Lakeland Christian Academy is playing for a girls' sectional championship tomorrow night at Southern Wells. They beat Southern Wells 63-33. Southwood beat Northfield 59-39. So Lakeland Christian takes on Southwood for their first ever school sectional championship tomorrow down at Southern Wells. Here at Concord, it's 55-53. Elkhart knocks out the Lady Tigers. We're back to wrap up next on News Now Warsaw. Again, we almost always talk to Lenny Krebs after games, but his primary responsibility is with his girls in that locker room, and then they were very emotional as they filed past us and down into the hallway to their locker room here at McEwen Gymnasium. Their season has come to an end, 55-53 at the hands of Elkhart, who they beat 58-55 last week in the Tiger Den. What a season. Where do you start trying to encapsulate what we have seen since the first weekend in November? This young team with basically five returning players back from last year's squad and all these freshmen coming in, and how is it all going to fit together? Well, it's fit together beautifully. It was a terrific season, and we knew that it was going to be something special when that weekend happened, the first weekend of December, when they beat Ben Davis and Westfield on back-to-back nights on a Friday and a Saturday at the Tiger Den. That's when we knew that this was going to be a whole lot better than what we thought, because this Lady Tiger team, with all those freshmen and sophomores, some of whom didn't even really get to play a whole lot last year, you just couldn't envision how this was going to all come together. Well, came together great. It was a lot of fun. What a fun group of girls to be around. And they'll just get better. The message that they got of inspiration from their special guest at practice yesterday was, you don't need to wait till you get older to have success, because you never know how this is going to go. And this is exactly why. Warsaw was the better basketball team for the whole season, but Elkhart was the better basketball team tonight. They made the plays when they had to. They got the offensive rebounds that they needed, and they made the baskets when they needed it, and Warsaw did not. And that's why they get to play tomorrow. There's no guarantees, there's no promises. That's the beauty of this tournament. In an hour and a half, you can be eliminated. And that's what's happened here to Warsaw tonight. They had a great season, 18 wins from this group. Anything over 500 in my book would have been a terrific campaign. But they had much bigger things to go for, and they did. And they won 18 games this season, but the season is over. So they lose tonight by a score of 55-53 to Elkhart. People to thank. Thank you to the athletic director, Matt Binkert, to Michael Houck, his assistant, to the ladies in the front office, Amy Berg and Leslie Jackson. We thank them so much for all that they do for our broadcasts of Lady Tiger basketball. Also, to Coach Lenny Krebs, who's come in on Saturdays, who gives us access to the girls, to the team, to the team room when they're having conversations. When it's appropriate for me to be in there, I have access to that. And we appreciate that from Lenny. And also, all the assistant coaches, the junior varsity coaches, Jack Beer and his staff, everybody involved with Lady Tiger basketball from the team standpoint. We appreciate so much all that they do for us. Thanks to Steve back in the station, so faithful and has done such a great job on our broadcasts of Lady Tiger basketball this season. And to you, the fans, who have sent words of encouragement on a regular basis, thanked us for our coverage, especially the night that we were here back on the 21st when the boys were playing at Valparaiso. We made a choice to come here because the girls were going to wrap up a Northern Lakes Conference championship. We don't regret that for 1 minute. We're glad that we did it, and we would do it again if that situation would ever warrant. So we thank you, fans, for your support throughout the year. We'll be back, good Lord willing, next November to start all over again when Norwell comes to the Tiger Den that first Saturday of November. But for now, there is no joy in Mudville. The season is over. Elkhart has beaten Warsaw 55-53 and let history show that the Lady Tigers of 2022-2023 finished with a record of 18-6. Good night, everyone.